Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
Everyone, this is Todd Brough with the SimCast, the Senior Insurance Marketing's podcast. And today with me, I have Ryan McMillan. He is the Vice President of Individual and Senior Sales for Bankers Fidelity. Welcome to our podcast, Ryan.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, I wanted to bring you on our podcast today because I want everyone to know about your new hospital indemnity. And I think it's kind of the hospital indemnity that's got a lot of features for basically people of all ages. And I think it's going to be a great product for people that have the ACA health insurance and also for seniors as well, too. So tell me about your product for the hospital indemnity, Ryan, and all the features of it, because I'm excited about this product.
Yeah, I mean, so we kind of went into this with the thought that we needed to be able to serve everybody, you know, of all ages. And a lot of hospital indemnity products that are out there currently only tend to focus more on the senior side or age 45 and above. But, you know, in the marketplace, there's a lot of folks younger than that. So, and, you know, that's the things that get more and more concerning is the cost of healthcare and all the, you know, you go to the hospital or anything like that. And the cost can be significantly high. And especially if you have plans that have high deductibles and things like that. So we really went in and created this. It's called Vantage Flex Plus. And we aim, you know, between the ages of 18 and 85. And it's really to focus on those people that have Medicare Advantage plans and ACA plans, and they need some additional coverage to help cover some of those out-of-pocket costs. And the nice thing is that it's not terribly expensive to add on. You know, you can build an extremely robust plan between $30 and $50. So it just depends on what all you want it to have on there. So it really helps with those additional costs. And if you do get hospitalized or even have to go to the ER or, you know, emergency room or you can even get diagnostic testing stuff coverage. So just a lot of different things that can help folks out. So,
And this is a plan too. I mean, you know, I've seen, you know, people on social media posts that, you know, hey, they're having a fundraiser because, you know, this individual was in the hospital or, you know, incurring some medical expenses. And, you know, if they have the Bankers Fidelity hospital indemnity, prior to, you know, their hospitalization, that would help, you know, them financially alleviate, you know, taking money out of their pocketbook and with all your features, correct?
Yes, correct. So some of the nice things that we have with ours, we have our base benefits. So our base benefits are really, I always like to refer to this to everybody in like buckets. So we have three different buckets. Our first buckets are our base benefits. It's the benefits that are going to be available to everybody. If they purchase just the plan, they don't have to add on any additional riders if they don't want to or anything else. But it covers pretty much the most hot buttons that people tend to think about. So it has hospital admission, it has daily hospital confinement coverage, observation room treatment. So one of the big things now that concerns people is they go to the hospital and they're like, oh, we're going to put you under observation, and they don't actually admit you into the hospital. A lot of plans don't cover that. So this will cover observation room if they don't admit you because they're just observing you. So then it has emergency room treatment, urgent care treatment, and ambulance for air, ground, and water. So those are really the hot buttons for a lot of people. Those are the things that most people think about. If I got to go to the hospital, I'm going to have, you know, ambulance or emergency room or something of that nature. So that's the base benefits. And all of those have different dollar amounts associated with them. And you can really kind of build the plan how you want to. Based on your needs or, you know, your financial ability to pay for those. So, and then we have our second bucket. The second bucket is all your optional things that you can add on. So and get a little overwhelming because there is 11 different options, but you can really build a very robust plan if you're really concerned about certain things. So there's things on here like ICU or skilled nursing. We do have outpatient surgery. We even have, which I haven't seen with anybody else out there, but we cover minor, major, and invasive diagnostic. And those all vary. So like your minor diagnostic is going to be your x-rays, things like that, your majors, your CAT scans or MRIs. And then your invasive is, you know, it's in major privacy is how I like to put it. So it's putting cameras in places you don't want them to go. So, but no other plans that I've seen out there covers those things. So we do offer some coverage to help you out with some of those costs. And then we have some unique things as well in the optional benefits. So we do have like a health screening. It's like a wellness coverage if you decide to select that. So if you go get your flu shot, we'll actually pay you to do that. We also have some things for non-local transportation and family member lodging. That's for folks that might live in a rural area and need to drive in to receive care more than 100 miles away from their home. You know, most plans don't cover that type of stuff, and it can get very expensive, especially in today's market with the cost of gas and just different things. If you have to drive over 100 miles each way, you know, a lot of people don't have that extra income to do that. So we don't, you know, you can build this plan to have that coverage, and then it'll allow you to have a little bit more freedom to get the care you need. So, and then our third bucket we have is basically what we refer to as our enhanced benefits. So our enhanced benefits are things, maternity, which is a very important factor for a lot of folks that are younger. And then we have substance abuse and mental nervous coverage. So if you happen to select coverage for these items, like on maternity, things like that, there is some pre-existing condition. You can be pregnant when you have it, or, you know, when you take it out or anything like that, but you can get coverage for it. If you do select coverage for those particular items, it will mirror or match whatever you selected on your base benefits for your daily hospital confinement. So really, when you're looking at these plans, I wouldn't get too crazy and try to get too complicated. You know, for clients, I don't want you to get scared with all the different options and things like that. I'd just kind of focus on the items that are near and dear to your heart, and you know, just, and you can build it, like I said, a very, very robust plan and not break the bank. So it makes it really nice to have that additional coverage to help you with those costs.
And so kind of let's back up here. So a hospital indemnity. So basically it covers why you're in the hospital. And so like how many days does it cover and how much per day does it cover? And how does that all work, Ryan?
Yeah. So, you know, the nice thing with these things is there's no coordination of benefits. So, and what that means to everybody is that you send us, you know, you got to fill out a claim form and send it to us with a detailed bill, but we don't pay your provider, right? So we will cut you a check directly to you, and you can use that money however you seem fit. You can use it to pay your medical bills, or you could use it to go on a trip. That's not our choice. We just give you the coverage that you select. So that makes it helpful. But like, as far as like hospital admission, you can get hospitalized with this plan 5 times per year. So it's pretty significant. And the nice thing is that you can choose a hospital admission amount between $100 and $5,000. So if you get admitted in the hospital and you have a $1,000 hospital admission, we'll send you a check for $1,000, right? Now, for daily hospital confinement, you select the number of days. If you're to get in the hospital and actually get inpatient hospital confined, you can pick days 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 21, or 31. So if you go in the hospital and say you have a 5-day benefit period and you get hospitalized for 5 days, we'll pay out your hospital admission amount plus whatever dollar amount you pick for your daily hospital confinement, which is between $100 and $750. So to make that simplified for you, so say you have a $1,000 hospital admission, a $500 daily hospital confinement for 5 days, and you go in the hospital for 5 days, you get your $1,000 for your hospital admission, plus 500 times 5 days, that's another 2,500. So we send you a check for the, you know, that $3,500. So that could definitely help cover your costs, especially if you have a high deductible plan or co-pays or things like that, depending on if you're on a ACA or a Medicare Advantage plan, things like that. Another nice thing that's different with ours and everybody else out there too, is that we only have a 30-day separation period. Now, what that means is if you go into the hospital and then you get out of the hospital and you need to go back in, say, 35 days later, our plan will pay again. Okay. Most competition out there has a 60-day window. So say you go in the hospital and you get out and you go back in within 10 days, our plan won't pay again. But if it's outside that 30-day separation like our plan has, we will. And you can do that. And again, you can do that 5 times per year.
So are there any networks or deductibles that I need to meet before any of these items kick in here?
No, they get coverage. You know, they take out the plan and they as long as they're paying the premium, they're good to go. There's no copays or deductibles or things like that that have to be met. It's just whatever dollar amount you selected. And if you have a something that comes up where you need to get hospitalized or even ambulance or urgent care even or emergency room, you'll get coverage. So
basically, I mean, you said it issue age is 18 to 85. I assume there's probably some health questions that need to be answered before you can get accepted for this coverage.
Yes. So it is a simplified issued product. So what that means is that it's not a super detailed application. We do ask 7 health questions. And then we do have a height, weight, build chart, but it's pretty liberal. And then we also do a prescription check and a medical claims data check. So there is pre-existing condition clauses, a 6-month pre-existing condition clause in it, things like that. But the other nice thing with it too, as you said, so it is issue ages 18 to 85. And it's issue age based. So because it's issue age based, whenever you buy the plan, that's the price you're going to be paying. I can't legally say you'll never get a rate increase, but these are built so you never take a rate increase. So if you buy it and it's $30 a month and you keep it for 20 years, you should still be paying, you know, that same amount down the road. So that you shouldn't have any rate increases on it. It's also unisex rated, which means male and female pay the same amount. And everything else. So you can get coverage for individual and spouse, individual and children, or family plan as well. And then we have guaranteed issue on this plan where you don't have to answer any health questions for ages 64 and a half to 65 and a half.
Wow. So basically kind of issue ages 18 to 85 again, the younger you are, the cheaper the premium is going to be, that you're going to be paying a much cheaper premium at a 20-year-old today, if you were a 70-year-old today, right?
Correct.
Got it. Perfect. You have ICU admission, rehabilitation unit. There, you know, a lot of people sometimes need to go to rehabilitation center, skilled nursing facility, With the Bankers Fidelity, you just came out with this product. And any other features that you'd like to highlight about Bankers Fidelity, how long they've been around? And
yeah, so this product is available. Right now it's launched in 31 states. We have 5 more that are approved, and we're working to get those launched as well. So those will be coming out soon, but it is in a majority of states. And just give a little background about Bankers Fidelity. We have been around a long time. So we've been around since 1955. And we are headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. And we do have an AM Best rating of A-. So, and we currently do business in 46 states plus Washington, D.C. So no worry of the company going away or anything like that. We're not brand new or anything like that. We've been around for quite a while. So I hope that, you know, over 60 plus years. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is great. Well, hey, Ryan, I really appreciate you coming on, talking about your new hospital indemnity. It's a great hospital indemnity. I haven't seen a hospital indemnity on the market until now with all these features that an individual can partake in purchase. Also, a wide age range, 18 to 85, that's a huge, and also guaranteed issue at 64 and a half. To 65 and a half as well too, and for individual spouse and families, that's great. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, I've seen on social media people that are raising funds because an individual was in the hospital, and by having a hospital indemnity purchased, you know, prior to, you know, unforeseen hospital events or any other hospital or health related situations, the Bankers Fidelity Hospital Indemnity would help definitely defray some of those costs that an individual incur as well too. So again, give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing, 877-800-3080, or go onto our website at simkt.com, and I'd be happy to tell you more about this Bankers Fidelity Hospital Indemnity product. And and also, if you would like to purchase this product, would like to help you send brochures and everything out for you so you can learn more about this great product from Bankers Fidelity. Again, Brian, thanks for coming on board with us today and on our podcast. And this hospital indemnity is a great product. I really appreciate you coming on board.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.